Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to talk about my dad. I don't think he was a typical minister. Maybe there is no typical minister, but he sure wasn't any old. He never wanted to be the kind that we think of. When they got married, Mother told me that they had to buy a horse, buggy. And he said he didn't want any old minister's horse. So he bought one, and it was a retired racehorse. Of course, he got it cheap. And the young women used to, or the young men used to wait outside the church for the girls to come out. And they'd, you know, take them home in their buggies. And they found out that horse didn't like anyone to pass him. So they'd sit out there in the yard outside the church and wait until Dad and Mother started home with their babies. And then they'd try to pass him, and that horse would just go tearing down the road. And they thought that was funny. He used to sing in the Republican Quartet at the rallies and stuff. And he just had a zest for life, and he preached without, well, he always had notes in front of him, but I never saw him use them. And of course he was self-taught, and he even studied Greek by himself, because there were so many words that in the Bible that have a different meaning in Greek than we might give them. And my mother said that she said to someone one time that it was just too bad he couldn't have gone to college. And this very, very learned man said to her, "You know, maybe it's a good thing he didn't. He's so gifted that maybe it's better that he's just natural the way he is." Anyhow, he loved sports of all kinds. He was a great joker. And in the old days, they used to, as they said, lay out someone when they died. And some man died, and my dad and a friend were supposed to dress him. And one was on each side. And my dad took his hand. They had him all laid out, and he just took his hand from the side and made it go up in the air, and the other guy jumped clear up in the air, scared to death, thought he'd come to life. My dad, he was always pulling jokes. When my Uncle Gordon got married, he was supposed to be his best man. I suppose someone else preached the sermon. And so they were waiting in the other room. And he said to Uncle Gordon, he said, "Gordon, you got the license?" And Uncle Gordon got in a panic. "No, you got it." My dad said, no, I gave it to you." And they were all ready to go in. Of course, my dad had it all the time. He could joke about, of course, Uncle Gordon probably didn't think that was funny. But Uncle Gordon adored him. He was his older brother. And